This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. An Israeli strike in a crowded tent camp in Gaza housing Palestinians displaced by the war in Gaza killed at least 40 people and wounded 60 others early Tuesday, Palestinian officials said. Israel said it targeted significant Hamas militants and disputed the death toll. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The strike was one of the deadliest yet in Mowasi, a sprawl of crowded tent camps along the Gaza coast that Israel designated as a humanitarian zone for hundreds of thousands of civilians to seek shelter from the Israel-Hamas war. Gaza's civil defense said its first responders recovered 40 bodies from the strike and were still looking for people. It said entire families were killed in their tents. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In a statement posted to his ex social media account, UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Tor Wenceslin, strongly condemned Tuesday's airstrikes while acknowledging Israel's claim that it was targeting Hamas militants. Wenceslin said international humanitarian law must be upheld at all times. Nowhere is safe in Gaza, he said. This horrific war must end. Russia's military said Tuesday Ukraine launched a massive drone attack overnight targeting regions across western Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian officials report over 140 Ukrainian drones overnight have targeted multiple regions, including the capital Moscow and surrounding areas. In one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian soil in the 2.5-year war, an official says, in a town just outside Moscow, drones hit two multi-story residential buildings and started fires. A woman was killed and three more people sustained injuries. Five residential buildings have been evacuated as emergency services were handling drone debris. The attack also prompted the authorities to temporarily shut down three airports just outside Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken began meetings with top British officials in London Tuesday, starting with its British counterpart, Foreign Minister David Lammy. During a joint news briefing, Lammy said their wide-ranging talks would cover the war in Ukraine, efforts to stabilize the Middle East, as well as partnerships in the Indo-Pacific region. Blinken echoed the British Foreign Secretary's comments, saying he could not think of two nations that have more daily, sometimes hourly, communications.
For us, the UK is the indispensable partner, whether it's dealing with the Russian aggression against Ukraine, whether it's dealing with the conflict in the Middle East, whether it's dealing with the challenge posed by China, and so many transnational issues that have no respect for borders and that have a profound impact on the lives of people around the world.
Lammy also announced that he and U.S. Secretary of State were making a joint visit to Kyiv later this week. That comes as the U.S. formally accused Iran Tuesday of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Hospital officials in Kenya say Ugandan marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei's former partner, alleged to have killed her by setting her on fire, has died from burns he sustained in the same attack, also in the same hospital where Cheptegei was treated and died. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Cheptegei, who competed in the marathon at the Paris Olympics, suffered burns to more than 75% of her body in the September 1st attack and died 4 days later. Her former boyfriend, Dixon Ndiema Marangach, died on Monday evening, a spokesman for the hospital said on Tuesday. Local media had reported he suffered burns to 30% of his body when he assaulted Cheptegei as she was returning from church with her children. Her death has shone a spotlight on domestic violence in the country. She is the third elite sportswoman to be killed in Kenya since October 2021. Rights groups say female athletes in the country are at a high risk of exploitation and violence at the hands of men drawn to their prize money, which far exceeds local incomes.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Google has lost its final legal challenge against the European Union penalty for giving its own shopping recommendations an illegal advantage over rivals in search results, ending in a long-running antitrust case that came with a huge fine. The European Union's Court of Justice upheld the lower court's decision Tuesday. It dismissed the company's appeal against the $2.7 billion penalty from the European Commission, the 27-nation bloc's top antitrust enforcer. The Commission's original decision in 2017 accused Google of unfairly directing visitors to its Google shopping service to the detriment of competitors. It was one of three multi-billion euro fines the Commission imposed on Google in the past decade as Brussels ramped up its crackdown on the tech industry. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.